Welcome to the 219th episode of the Cracked Die Podcast.
Hooray!
Woohoo!
Yay!
Look at us go!
Book five.
We're not even, like, hurt very badly from this combat so far.
Yeah, yeah.
So far.
So far. So far, we're doing okay.
So far?
Yeah.
Wait till the second wave of monsters.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding. Or am I? So, let's see. Who wrote this book? I should have checked that.
Mm-hmm.
Was it James Sutter?
No, it was. That's what I was looking for. I was hoping it was our mortal enemy on the Twitch show.
Yeah.
You just want to subject me and Rob to the pain.
No, this is by John Compton. I feel like he's done a lot.
Yeah.
For Paizo stuff.
Has he?
Yep.
I feel like it. I could be wrong, but no, I think he is. I think he's one of, like, the OG Paizo people, but I don't know. I'm just talking out my butt. So speaking of talking out my butt, last time we were here, you went through the gate, noticed some tarnished art on the outside of it. But when you came into the Ayudara, into the antechamber here, you didn't really notice anything. Saw some beautiful art. Twin Talon tried to go into a different room that looks like it has some debris. And as he walked that way, talked that way, four stone golems emerged out of the paintings and decided to, I don't know, just tickle your fancy and attack you. They also had some of the tarnished looking dawn silver in there. So maybe they're related, maybe not. Who knows? I do. I know. I know the answer. But when we left, we were just starting. You managed to dispatch three out of the four stone golems and badly injure the fourth one. So it is the top of round five, and it is Twin Talon's turn. We're just going to jump right back into it. Matt!
Yes.
It's Twin Talon's turn.
All right. Well, then Twin Talon will attack. So I think I did Enfeebled and the precision damage attack on this guy.
Yes.
So it's a 38 to hit.
Nice.
That's a hit.
That's 47 damage.
All right.
And now he's got 10-foot speed penalty, and I'll re-up the precision damage, and I will attack again. 27 to hit.
That somehow is a miss.
Huh.
Woof.
And then Twin Talon will wave his hand in front of his face and we say, "I am not the person you're looking for," and he will disappear.
All right, John Cena.
No, I was doing for the Obi-Wan, but sure.
Yeah, six of one, half dozen of the other, you know, whatever.
You can't see me.
My time is now.
It is the stoned golem's turn. None of these cool things work anymore because you killed everyone. All right, swinging at Brianna because it is dumb enough to not look for Twin Talon because it's mindless.
And other targets have presented themselves.
Yep.
Yep. 44.
That, for once, will hit.
We're ending the episode now. I hit Brianna. All right. So, first off, your shield is raised.
It is.
I got rid of it, and now I will give it back. There we go. All right. So, it is 27 points of damage.
Okay.
Would you like to use a shield block?
You know what? Yeah, since I don't get to do it that often, and lovely Soraya has given such a wonderful thing for the shield, should it break? So yeah, I'll shield block.
Does that one have the healing one, or is that the one that does the explosion?
This is the reforging shield, so this is the explosion.
And I think we put the healing, should it break.
Okay, so when you shield block, it reduces the damage by 15. 27 minus 15 is 12, which is going to put 12 damage on you and the shield, and the reverberating stone goes off.
If it's broken.
Now you can choose whether or not to do it. No, the reverberating stone, I think at any point, if you use a shield block, you can. The mending lattice goes off when it breaks.
Okay. I will not let it go off yet because the shield itself does heal over time. I put it on there just like if it gets completely destroyed or almost there, then I can activate it.
All right. So the shield is going to take 12 and you will take 12.
Yep.
Okay. Does this shield really have 120 hit points? It does. Gross.
Mm-hmm.
So 120 minus 12 gives you 108 left on that shield. All right. I hit something. It's so excited. It's going to swing at you again.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and get cocky, kid.
Yeah.
So it's a total of 40.
Which will miss.
Which is a miss, but it's a natural 20, so it is a hit.
I believe I have one hero point left.
You have two. It's a new episode.
Oh, right. Take one of my hero points. Reroll, please.
All right. That is now a 30.
Oh, my friend, that is a critical miss.
Unarmed. Bad headbutt. You are stunned one, which means if it gets another turn, it will only have two actions.
So he tries to headbutt Brianna and she just sidesteps and he crunches his head against the wall instead.
Yep, pretty much. And here comes the third attack. Third attack, 34.
That'll miss.
All right, Rob, it is your turn.
Okay. I'm going to do... Oh, no, that won't work. No, that won't work. Oh, here. I'm going to try Chilling Darkness on the creature.
Ooh.
So hopefully it's some cold damage.
All right. Do you have to roll to hit?
Yeah, defense AC. So I need to roll...
Oh my goodness.
42 to hit?
That is a hit.
All right.
Hell yeah.
So it is 5d10 damage.
Okay. 24 cold.
All right. It's wobbly. Not because it just hit its head on the wall.
I mean, also because of that, but...
And my next action, I'm just going to move here.
All right, Christine, your turn.
All righty. Jeez, and this guy is near death, so I think I'll go with some of my frost vials that I have already have made here. And we're going to try and hit him with one for a 37 to hit.
That's a hit.
16 plus 3 splash.
Nice.
All right. You see the rime starting to frost over its concussion.
Yes.
And one more, and hopefully this will do it.
Come on, Soraya.
39.
That is a hit.
Fuck yes.
13 plus 3. 16 altogether.
Would you like to describe your kill?
Yes.
So there's just a whole bunch of like mosaic tiles and chips of metal all around and on the floor. And like she managed to catch it in like a hole that was left behind and it just explodes from the inside out and all the remaining little chunks just scatter.
Fuck yes.
All right. And with that, combat is over.
Woohoo!
All right. Good episode, everybody.
Yep. See you next week.
Oh, man. First combat of book 5, guys. How do we feel?
Alrighty. You know, not nearly as bad as the last time we had a really hard fight in one of these places.
Yeah.
Oh, Rusty May.
That's an NPC I don't need to revisit.
Brianna will take a moment to look around and be like, did anybody get hit with anything? Is everybody okay?
No, the one over by us was dancing.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm fine too.
Okay, good. Phew. Thank goodness.
Shall we move a bit further in then?
Might as well.
Sure. Twin Talon's going to continue to move southwest into that room with the debris in it.
Brianna will follow with her shield raised.
Okay. This vaguely triangle room has 7 alcoves. Those 7 alcoves only hold fragile fragments of what once were beds, tables, and foodstuffs. The dusty remains of tablecloths, bowls, and food pots lie scattered around the room.
What do we know about this waste stone? Like, how old is it?
I mean, they're all very old, right?
Yeah, they were all built when the Ayudara were built. So they're very, very old. You've noticed that in most of the way stations that you've been in so far, I think outside of maybe the first one, there has been a place to rest and recover. Don't want to say like a hotel here, but...
Yeah, rest stop.
A rest stop, yeah. So this just kind of fits in with the way that the other Ayudara way stations have been.
So no rest here.
Well, good to know. Should we need it, I suppose. But I think we're doing okay so far.
So far.
Yeah. So there's a hallway from this room to the east. And it looks like there's also like a little alcove to the north on this hallway.
Yes, there definitely is.
So Twin Talon's going to start walking that way.
As always, Brianna will follow. Of course, not meeting his eyes. Since it was a note, I don't feel like she ever really has caught his gaze.
Looking at my butt.
This small chapel hosts a polished granite and gold statue of a handsome elven woman in archaic robes. This statue is holding a staff, pointing with an outstretched finger towards the sky as if tracing an image. Along the room's sides are scores of pots, brushes, chisels, charcoal sticks, and other art supplies. This looks like a shrine to...
I was going
to
say, it looks like maybe like a temple or a shrine to Findeladlara.
Findeladlara.
Yeah, her.
Findeladlara, yeah.
So Twintown will turn around and walk this way.
Hang on a second, Matt. Before you leave, you do see that on the ground, kind of by the entryway, half in this room, half out of this room, is a rolled up piece of paper.
Okay, Flintown will crouch down and pick it up and unroll it.
It's written in a language. Let's see, do you know this language? Yes, it's written in Elven. It looks like it's some sort of spell or something. You're not too sure.
Can I tell what spell it is?
With a successful Arcana roll.
Okay, well, I will try to make one.
Okay.
38.
38. Let's see. Yes, you do recognize this. This is a scroll of overwhelming presence.
Overwhelming presence. It's a level 9 occult spell, also divine. You surround yourself with supernatural splendor, appearing to be a god or similarly majestic being, with an appearance, regalia, and iconography of your choice. Targets must attempt a will save. Regardless of the outcome, the target is then temporarily immune for 1 minute. Critical success, the target is unaffected. Success, the target must pay tribute to you 2 times. Paying tribute requires the target to spend a single action, which is either the move or manipulate trait as they bow or offer up a token in their hands. They must pay tribute at least once each of their turns. If possible, while affected, the target is fascinated by you and can't use hostile actions against you. Failure, as success, but the target must pay the tribute a total of 6 times. Critical failure, as failure, but the target must spend all its actions paying tribute and they cannot take other actions until the tribute is fully paid. Okay. As Twin Talon comes back into the hallway, Brianna's right there and Knife Sword's to her right. So Twin Talon will hand the scroll to Knife Sword and he'll be like, I think this may be more up your alley.
Right, I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a scroll.
I can see that.
It's a spell scroll.
Ah, interesting. What kind of spell is it, Knife Sword?
I would call it Identify, but maybe it's called something else now.
Yeah, it's exactly what Matt said. It's a scroll of overwhelming presence. You appear to be a deity. If they fail the save, they have to spend 2 actions kowtowing to you.
Oh, man. I don't know. This shows off my true form. I'll have to put it away for now.
Of course it does.
Sounds blasphemous.
I don't know if you can cast level 9 spells. I don't think you can. But since it's a scroll, you might be able to use it even now. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that.
Twintown will motion first Brianna to continue moving down the hall since she's now in front of him.
All right. So stop right there. So you see the stone archway featuring images of a sun setting over a desert sits in a curving alcove with drifts of golden sand strewn for several feet around its base. The sand, just so you know, is about roughly 2 feet deep. It's about a 2-foot deep dune of pebbles and sand. Game terms, it would be difficult terrain. However, as you step on to the sand, a creature slowly starts to appear in front of you. And then it tries to snatch Brianna and begins a combat.
Oh, hello.
All right. Christine, what did you get?
You got a nat 20 for a 48.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Which means...
critical initiative.
It means you get an extra action on your first round. Next, Haya.
I rolled a 26 for initiative.
Twin Talon rolled a 35 for initiative.
Okay. And Rob?
Knife Sword rolled a 20, so we got a 44.
A natural 20 as well?
Yep.
Very nice.
That means Knife Sword also gets a free fourth action on his turn.
Hell yeah.
And we will begin combat. Christine, you are up first.
I would like to recall knowledge.
Great. Arcana or nature?
Alrighty. 37.
37 is a success.
Alrighty, what is this thing?
This is called a Zaramun. Z-A-R-A-M-U-N-N. Oh, I don't know why I said that in a weird language. Let me change that.
Z-A-R-A-M-U-N-N?
Yes.
Zaramun, yeah.
I got one.
I took it to mean that Sean Zaramun was the what he said in the weird language. And then when he translated it, it was going to be something like Steve.
It looks like the Sandman from Spider-Man.
Yeah, right.
Or if you guys remember Candyland, there was like a molasses monster in Candyland.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I think he's been replaced. Like, they replaced a bunch of the characters in Candyland with new characters. Anyway, that's a different topic for a different day. Zaramuns are beings of elemental sand that hide in deserts and wastelands. They disguise themselves as massive dunes before rising up to attack living creatures. The most infamous Zaramuns kill any living creature they find, but others simply rob their victims of all metal and stone possessions before fleeing. Although Zaramuns insist they are only reclaiming what was taken from their ancestral earth, this is simple self-delusion. Most Zaramuns use their stolen goods as payment and material components to conjure friends. Oh, sorry, to conjure fiends. A little different. To conjure fiends. For Zaramuns were exiled from the plane of Earth after worshipping fiends who promised to give them power over other elementals. This worship gradually transformed into servitude, and now many Zaramuns believe that if they send enough souls to their masters, they will be set free. This is a large earth elemental common. And you may ask two questions, Christine.
Weaknesses and immunities?
Okay, I will give you the, I will give you, there are no weaknesses. It is immune to paralyzation, poison, and sleep.
Okay, special attacks.
They have 2, 3, 4, 5 special attacks. The first one is attack of opportunity. We know what that does. The next one is called Dune. They summon sandworms. No, I'm kidding. Until the next time it acts, the Zaramoon appears to be a sand dune. It has an automatic result of 47, 50 in sandy terrain on deception and stealth checks and DCs to pass as a sand dune. Any creature that walks onto the Zaramoon moves into its body and is engulfed. Next one is engulf for 2 actions. We all know how engulf works at this point. You get eaten, you have to beat yourself out of there, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Next is called Racking Sand. The requirement, it's 1 action. The requirement is the Zaramuun hits with a melee strike with its last action, or it has a creature engulfed. The effect is the Zaramuun attempts to disarm 1 primary metal or stone object from the stuck or engulfed creature and cast its innate planar tether on the creature. And the last one is a 2-action sand blast. The Zaramuun sprays a blast of sand that deals 11d10 slashing damage to all creatures in a 60-foot line. DC 38 reflex. It can't use sandblast again for 1d4 rounds.
It's also a really popular fashion choice for people, even though it's really dangerous to obtain.
Oh boy.
On a critical success, there's no effect. Success, it's half damage. On a failure, it's full damage. And on a critical failure, it is full damage, and you are blinded for 1 round.
Woof.
It's a good thing we're not in a line. Oh, wait.
Relay all of this to everybody, as I recall it. It's only resistant to those things, like it doesn't have any major...
It's immune to paralyzation, poison, and sleep. Everything else is... normal.
I feel like trying to hit it with fire isn't going to be super helpful, but...
Turn it to glass!
I mean, I could. Let's give that a shot. Let's see what happens. Are they intelligent? Would I know that from just the description?
You would know that because you recall your knowledge on them.
I mean, they can summon things. They're probably somewhat intelligent.
Yeah. I will tell you that I don't have the actual stat number, but I can tell you its intelligence is +0. Its wisdom is +5.
Okay. 45 to hit.
That will hit.
Nice.
10 fire +3 splash.
All right. It's going to take all that damage.
Nice, nice, nice.
And 3 of that is persistent.
Can we turn it to glass? So it's happening?
Yep.
Nice. Well, I'm going to try again. 28. I'm going to hero point that because that was a 7 on the die.
That is a critical miss.
39.
Nice.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
12 more. +3 more splash.
All right. You have 1 more action.
I'm going to move. That's 25 feet down the hall. And then a little bit, backing up a little bit. Just not in the hallway.
That way, you're not in a line anymore. Boo. All right. Is that it?
That's my 4 actions.
That's not a bad turn. Not a bad turn at all. Rob, it is now Knife Sword's turn.
In the words of Pitbull, fireball. To basic reflex save.
Kaboom!
There's no way that number is correct.
Four? Is it four? That sounds right.
35?
You missed.
The numbers in red mean it's a crit fail, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we can't see them because they're secret for you, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a critical fail.
Keep it secret, keep it safe.
So, double damage?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you get a card as well? I feel like we never give you cards as a caster.
Well, because cards typically are from attacks, like you roll to attack, whereas this is a reflex save. We can do it for reflex saves and stuff too. I think that's probably why we don't do it as often.
What's a card?
Yeah, okay. We'll just do double damage. That's fine. Double damage is 52 points of damage.
Fuck yes.
That was probably two of your four actions?
Yep. That's two of my four actions.
Yep, you have two more.
I think I'm going to gravity well him. He's sand, right? So I don't know if that's going to hurt him, though. I might not do anything. I guess I'll move. Is that one movement or two movements?
That's two.
Okay, here we go. All right.
So Knife Sword moved down the hallway again, past Twintellen and Brianna, and north into the larger room.
Well, I got to do it, guys. I'm sorry, because it is now my turn. This would have been way better like one or two turns ago. But a line of 60-foot sand blast goes towards Brianna and Twintellen.
Who is undetected.
And Brianna has her shield up.
Even though you're undetected, I can still hit you with an AoE, though, right?
That's true, but, you know, if he wants to do an AoE on one person, that's up to him.
Oh, that's a good point. That is a good point.
No, do it. Sandblast us.
I sent you the sandblast in the chat here. Go ahead and roll the save.
Ugh, I failed.
Twintellen got a critical success at 40.
Nice.
Would you like to reroll higher, or are you good with that?
Yeah, I'll give you my last hero point, I believe it is, and I will roll again. Just kidding. I should never do that ever again because I just keep rolling worse anyway. So it's still a failure.
Well, we use the better of the two, so it is a failure. So you're going to take 11d10 slashing. So that would be 60 points of damage to Brianna and 0 to Twintellen.
Oof. I think I will see how much Brianna... Logically, Brianna would still be hiding behind her shield, so I will snap it up to try and absorb as much as I can from that, because woof.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, you know you have 5 slashing resistance, right?
I do.
And this is a slashing attack. So 55 points minus your shield's hardness, which is 15.
15 minus 5 for slashing.
That's 40. Matt, for the order of operations on this, is it resistance and then shield or shield and then resistance?
I would think it would be shield block and then your resistance would apply to you, but not necessarily your shield.
Okay, so that'd be 60 minus 15 then is 45. So the shield will take 45 points of damage.
And Brianna will take 40.
Puts it at 63, which is still above its break threshold. Brianna will take, how much do we say, 40. Would you like to trigger the gem on your shield?
No, I'm trying to reread, like, how often it heals itself.
So once the shield gets to broken, every turn it regenerates 5 hit points until it is no longer broken. So it is 3 points away from being broken, so.
Okay. Sure, I'll activate it since the break threshold is 60.
All right. So when you trigger this, releasing a 30-foot cone, it's the only creature in there. I'm going to make a fort save, a DC 34 fort save. I rolled a 38, so that is a success. So I take half damage and it is 3d6 sonic. And it is pushed away 5 feet. So go ahead and roll me 3d6 sonic.
10 total.
10. All right. And I'm pushed back 5 feet if you would like.
Sure.
I mean, it's closer to us. The sand is difficult terrain, which just means we have to try harder to get to it if it's back in the corner. And my feeling is it probably moves through sand unimpeded.
That's true. Keep it.
All right. And then I made the roll for 1d4 rounds till it can use it again. And then it is going to... It will take a step back. And that's its turn. And it will now take 3 fire damage and succeed on its recovery with a 17.
Damn.
All right, Matt, it is your turn.
All right. Twintown's going to take his first action to move. up to it. Actually, he's going to end up there instead. And then he is going to attack it. And for debilitation, I'm going to use precision damage and bleed, because Soraya did not say it was immune to bleed. 34?
Will miss.
I'm going to use a hero point and reroll that.
All right.
48.
Lovely.
Is that a hit?
That is a critical hit.
Nice.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Can I get a crit card, please?
You can. It is number 54 from Duke.
Yay.
And this is piercing. Double damage and single damage to a target adjacent to the first.
Okay, so double damage. I'll take it. So that is 52 is normal, so 104.
Oh my god.
Oh, hi.
And then it also has 3d6 bleed.
Jeez.
3d6 times 2 persistent bleed.
Nice. And now that he has the precision damage on him, I'll try to attack him again. 40 to hit?
That will hit.
All right. So I'll put on enfeebled and speed penalty to slow it down, so we can't get away from us.
Right.
That is 47 damage.
Jesus.
That's awesome.
So you just did like 150 in a turn more?
Yeah. It's like the Pokemon theme song. 150 or more to see. All right. Anything else, Matt?
Not move, attack, attack. Taysan is just hanging back. So I think we're good.
All right. Hiya. It is Brianna's turn.
It is Brianna's turn. Brianna checks out herself, make sure she's still okay. Looks around like, we're doing fire? Is that what we're doing? Fire? Okay. And she will cast Fire Ray. I don't feel like, I'm trying to be good about doing more spells. And I feel like I should have more than just these two, but it's okay. I will look into it later. But, okay, here we go. So, Fire Ray. Roll. Ugh, for fuck's sake, I give up, guys. I roll like shit. And I'm out of hero point.
Take mine.
Aw.
Change.
All right.
Okay, re-rolling. Here we go. Come on. And I miss.
No.
But it's not a crit miss.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I guess it just goes sailing over its head. And she looks at her hand and be like, well, that's what I get for not practicing, I guess.
Gotta do it more often.
Yep. And for her final action, she's just going to move up into at its face.
All right. Top of round two. Christine, it is your turn.
Well, the fire has been working, and I have plenty of it on hand. So let's go. Ugh, 28.
That is a miss.
Does it still take the splash?
It does, it does. It's 3, right?
Alrighty, yes, because I do not have a hero point. I gave my last one away.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. 40 for the second check?
Will hit.
Nice. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. 19 plus 3 more splash.
All right. And 3 persistent. Don't forget that persistent.
Don't forget the persistent. It recovered from the last set, so.
Yeah, I added it on there already.
I could try one more time, but I feel like that's not going to end well. Like, I feel like that can only end poorly. I'm going to take out my sling.
Okay.
That's my turn.
All right. Next up is Rob. It does not look good, by the way. It looks like it's on its last legs already. Well, if it had legs.
I'm going to try to use electric arc on it. I'm going to see what happens.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Maybe we can get some cool lightning sand sculptures.
So it's a DC 36 reflex.
All right. That is a 40, which is a success. So half damage.
So 14?
Yeah. It looks like it all goes through.
Nice. Come on, finish it.
And then I'll just fling a magic missile at it, I guess.
Force barrage it is.
I'm sorry. Force barrage.
It's okay. It's not like we all don't have 30 plus years of lowing it as one name to now have to call it something else.
Is this a drinking game now? Call it the wrong thing. Take a shot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Please don't do that, listeners. You will be dead by the end of an episode. Rob, would you like to describe how you kill this creature?
Yes. Come on, Rob.
Nice. It's like kind of glassy because everyone's been throwing fire at it. So the lightning bolt goes in and sort of illuminates the inside, and Knife Sword notices a particular area where a bunch of cracks have come together, like a weak point. And so he pushed the force barrage. I hope you can hear my quotation marks. And it flies right in there and slams into that crack, which shatters the whole thing, turning it back into sand.
Nice.
All right.
Hell yeah.
And with that, combat is over.
Woohoo!
Go us.
Go us indeed. Don't jinx it. Don't jinx it. Don't jinx it.
Is anybody missing a shoe? Because something's
yeah, wait for it to drop.
Yep.
Woo!
Well, we haven't gone to that northeastern area with the, is that an octagon? I guess it's an octagon, but it's cocked. Stop sign if I turn my head.
Cocktagon.
Great minds.
Jinx.
And there's just one piece in your lower back that you just can't reach.
Oh, she's hopping around trying to dislodge things.
You're going to be sorry when you dislodge it into your butt.
Do you have a better idea? I cannot take off my armor now.
Why not? We're safe.
Takes too long.
Up to you. The northeast chamber we haven't explored, and then there's the portal to our southeast.
Well, I suppose the northeast first before we leave.
Okay. And Talon goes back to hiding, and then we'll start creeping down the corridor. It's just a round room with a octagon in it.
Yeah. So, this chamber's wall forms an unbroken mural of an elven lifespan, advancing chronologically from dawn and childhood to twilight and old age to night and death.
Four legs, two legs, three legs. Got it.
Is that a human thing?
Yeah, it's a riddle. What creature walks on four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs in the evening? And the answer is man, because when you're a baby, you crawl. And then when you're an adult, you walk on two legs. And then when you get old, you use a cane, so you walk on three.
Christine. You're an elf, right?
Yes, and I think she's ruminating on the fact that you never really see them using canes.
I guess if he's a walker, it'd be six legs.
Can you give me a will save?
Uh-oh.
A will save? Oh, boy. This is going to be interesting.
So a fort save, right? Fort saves?
And he's doing this because he knows will is my worst save out of all of them because I just got evasion.
I am following the book as written. As you look at the mural on the wall here, it looks like it's moving. And it's kind of calling you closer.
Oh, no.
She will slowly approach.
All right. Now give me a fortitude save.
Oh, boy. I'm going to assume this does not involve poison.
It does not.
44.
Okay, that is a critical success.
You're just going to follow along just in case, because the last time they were near any walls, things sprung out of them.
Fair point.
Okay, so two things. Brianna, you notice that there is I'm going to remember this name by the end of this, a Dawn Silver staff leaning against the wall. The other thing is, Christine, you feel like, even with your critical success, mechanically nothing is affecting you. However, you feel like you've experienced a full elven life, weathering every wound, misfortune, loss, and consequence of aging centuries in a matter of seconds. I need you to all roll initiative.
God damn, I'm rolling like shit today.
Okay. It's time for everybody's favorite. So, Brianna, Knifesword, and Soraya, and Twin Talon, you can all see this, that suddenly all of the images start to move, and all the elves look like they're screaming and inhaling deeply. And as you look around, you kind of start to see like your very essence, your like outline is starting to try and be like pulled away. Like your soul is trying to be sucked out.
Ooh, back away from the walls.
All right. So my creature goes first as this horrible experience starts to happen. Brianna, please make a will save.
You got it. 34.
Okay, that is a failure.
Ugh. Okay.
So on a failure, you must spend all of your actions on your next turn moving closer to the painting, and then if you reach the wall, you are paralyzed until the end of your next turn.
God damn it.
Rob, I need you to make a fortitude save.
30.
That is a failure. So you also feel like you live an entire elven life from birth to death. You become drained one, and you are paralyzed until the end of your next turn. Just so you remember, drained always includes a number. You take a status penalty equal to the drain value on constitution-based checks, such as fortitude save. You also lose a number of hit points equal to your level times your drain value, and your max hit points are reduced by the same amount, and you are paralyzed there.
Sounds like a good time.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Christine, it is your turn.
Can I recall knowledge?
Sure. So you do sense some spirits. Give me any of the magical traditions or elven lore. to try and identify what this is.
I have an ability that lets me sense like spirits from my exorcist education. Okay. I just want to read this out for you. So you have a vague connection to the ethereal plane that enables you to notice spirits. When you're exploring but not searching, the GM rolls a secret check for you to find haunts that usually require searching, as well as spirits, creatures on the ethereal plane, and beings made entirely of spiritual essence, such as celestials, fiends, and monitors. You can also potentially notice ethereal creatures and spirits inside solid objects, provided they are within 30 feet of you. This applies while searching, while seeking, and on the automatic secret check you gain while exploring, even if you aren't searching.
What was the secret check that I make? Perception?
I guess, yeah. It would basically be like a search. I get it automatically. When you notice creatures with your spiritual sense, you also learn its location, making it hidden instead of it undetected.
I will use this because it makes more sense to me, and it is a slightly higher bonus for you. Okay, so... yes, you detect that this is a haunt. This is a complex haunt magical hazard. And since you rolled so well on your secret check, I will let you know that to disable this, you need a master in occultism or a master in religion. If you don't have any of those, you can't disable this, but you think if you get people far enough away, it will stop. You also know that you could just beat the crap out of this painting and just try and mar it. And you think that if you were able to basically destroy 6 squares of this painting, it would destroy the haunt.
Cool. I have a whole bunch of ghost charges, so I'm going to hurl one at the wall.
Yes. All right, go ahead and make an attack.
I mean, I can assume if this is like a spiritual haunt thing, the ghost charge will affect it.
Yes.
And are there rules for trying to like strike a stationary object?
Yes, it is a DC 5.
Alrighty. Nat 20?
That is a critical hit.
Nice.
Do I draw a card?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. Let me get that for you. This is from Mike from Path.
Yay!
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah! Thank you, Mike. Bomb or spell? What was that? The target is moved to a different plane of existence for 1d4 plus 1 rounds. When they return, they are covered in indigo slime. The slime makes the target blind for a number of rounds equal to where they were gone, and its invisibility is negated for 10 rounds. Make a will save against your class DC to half the length of those effects. Double damage. We'll just do double damage.
Okay, that sounds about right. And since this is a splash weapon, how much of it is it going to damage?
Okay, so you did how much damage?
31 plus 3 splash. And that's vitality.
Okay, so it looks like you ruined one full square. However, the splash doesn't look like it makes a difference.
Okay, so it seems like it's probably got some kind of resistance.
Or you can figure this is an object, so it has like a hardness and all that stuff. So you have to beat the hardness first, and then any damage above the hardness level goes to the haunt.
Okay.
What you can guess is that the splash is not high enough to defeat the...
to actually damage it, especially because this is all carvings. It's not like an actual painting.
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to try that again.
Okay, that's another crit.
Nice.
That's another nat 20. That's what it means when the numbers are green.
Yes. It's now or never. If this is a spell, double damage and regain the spell slot you just used. If this is a bomb, deal triple damage and you deal normal damage to enemies in the splash zone. If there are no enemies in the splash zone, deal 4x damage to the target. You also gain a number of reagents equal to half your level plus 2. That is from Tim.
A number of reagents equal to half my level plus 2?
Yep.
Damn, thanks. So I'm going to roll normal damage and we'll just triple it because then like the surrounding squares would take...
Yes.
Alrighty. So the square I'm aiming at takes 17 times 3, like 51 damage or something funky like that.
Yeah, 51.
Did that right in my head. I'm proud of myself.
Good job.
Yeah, you should be. 51 destroys another square.
Plus 3 splash. And then 17 to the 9 squares around the square.
Right. So, okay. I'm having to pen and paper this, guys. Because each square has its own hit points. And you gain a number of reagents equal to half your level, which is 7 plus 2. So you get 9 reagents back. All right, you have one more action.
Jasper is inspired and flaps, and a whole bunch of reagents fall out of my feet.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
All right. Let's see if I can hit the wall with my last attack. 29 to hit the wall.
That will hit, but not crit.
Alrighty. 24.
Okay, 24. All right, so you did some more damage. You scratched up the beautiful painting a little bit more, but that's it.
Are there three full panels that have been destroyed at this point?
Two full panels have been destroyed. One panel has taken a lot of damage, and the other three panels have taken a little bit of damage. All right, Matt, it is your turn.
Okay. Do I need to make a save or anything?
Nope.
Okay. Then Twin Talon is going to take out Eclipse and just start throwing it at the mosaic.
Okay.
40.
Will crit.
Nice.
Nice.
This says slashing. Triple damage to a single target and regular damage to a target adjacent to it.
Okay.
Are you aiming for the same square that Soraya has been working on, or are you throwing it at one of the other slightly damaged ones?
Throw it at the one that Soraya's working on. Let's just take one out, right? 16 damage. And so times 3 would be 48.
All right. That takes out another panel.
And then 16 to an adjacent panel.
Three panels are done. Next up is Knife Sword, who is paralyzed.
Do I get more than one action?
Oh, yeah, you do. I'm sorry. I went back to first edition for a hot second.
Okay.
It's been a while since you've tried to take our actions from us.
Yeah,
geez. It's been a while.
Try again. 41.
That's another crit. Jeez. I mean, it is a wall, so this one is nothing special, essentially. Double damage.
Okay, 39 damage to the same one I did some damage to last time.
All right, that one's all done.
And I'll throw again. Is there one that's somewhat damaged that we haven't destroyed?
The last two are already somewhat damaged.
Okay, I'll pick one of the two. Doesn't matter to me. And I'll roll again. That's a natural 20.
Yes!
Yes.
For a 39.
Yeah, so that's a crit. Double damage and minus 10-foot speed penalty. This clearly doesn't have a speed, so just double damage.
36 to the next one.
All right.
That's my turn.
Now it's Knife Sword's turn, but he's still paralyzed and cannot do anything.
You're paralyzed.
Damn it, Ithulian, I told you to turn that liar down.
Next up is Brianna, who is also paralyzed.
No, I have to move.
Oh, that's right.
I'm compelled to move at wherever the painting is and then be paralyzed.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to look at literally anything that could break this on my end, as I figured I had some things for it, but no, or at least I didn't find anything. So what direction do I have to walk in?
The entire circle is covered in the painting, so you have to move one square forward and then just stand there and look at it as it tries to suck your life out of your body.
Nice. Beautiful.
All right. So now to the top of round two, but we are out of time. I'm so sorry.
What?
Oh, no. So sorry.
Right. We'll have to pick it up again later.
We just got here.
Ew. Okay, bye.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, friends.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Eye Podcast. Please visit us at crackedeyepodcast.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Epidemic Sound. Please visit them at Epidemic Sound. The Cracked Eye podcast theme was composed by Angelo Di Loreto. He is forever missed. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in breathing life into this production. We do not know where we'd be without them. Our esteemed patrons are Cassandra Connors, Doombeard, Finder of Path and Stars, Jacob Wilhelmi, Anwar Musa, Jason Leach, John Jack Rosason, Margaret Torello, Mike Minutillo, Shaka Jamal, Sean Moore, Thomas Beard, Chris Simmons, Corey Fellers, Knight, Big Dog Matt, Cameron Heenan. If you'd like to join our Patreon, please visit patreon.com/crackedeyepodcast.